Inside Wirtschaft, der Podcast mit Manuel Koch.
We see a lot of uncertainty on the markets. That's why gold is heading towards new all-time highs at the moment. News about companies from this industry meet with great interest. As a new player, Tocqueville Ventures is doing some tests in Mexico with like great results and promising results for gold and silver. And we are talking with the CEO of Tocqueville Ventures today. Brody Sutherland is joining me now. He's doing a roadshow in Germany at the moment. So good to see you here in Berlin.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Manuel. It's excellent to be back in Germany.
You're very welcome. And maybe we start with a simple question, because I think it's a little bit difficult to understand what you're doing exactly. Could you explain what Tocqueville Ventures does?
We are a gold and silver exploration, discovery, and development company. So we look for gold and silver, and we look to develop those into mines. And where we're operating is in an extremely mine-friendly jurisdiction called Sonora, Mexico. This is just south of Arizona. It has a lot of big producers there, very open and friendly towards mine development. The communities understand the importance of that. And that's why we're operating there, because we feel and have a lot of confidence that we can move these projects forward and see them become mines.
And just today we heard about some news, and it's a really good news.
Very much. We are ecstatic about the news today. And the reason for that is when you look at the other producing mines in our area, they typically see about 60 to 70% recovery of the gold that's in the ground, because you can't get 100% of it out. And the initial studies that we have done that we released today are showing that we can see upwards to 95, 99% recovery of that gold, and also high recovery of the silver as well. And that makes Pilar, our project there, very unique and really makes it a standout for the jurisdiction. And as we continue to advance that, it just means that our cost efficiencies are going to be even higher as we look to develop it.
So maybe it's a little bit difficult to understand the studies, but can you explain with like some simple words how what the results show, and what can you make out of it?
Yeah, so again, extremely encouraging, these results. What they're showing is that you can recover the gold and silver at surface and also at depth, which is important, because usually you see a transition where that changes at depth. But both at surface and at depth, we're seeing very high recovery, again, over that 95%. And that's just telling us that, look, it's going to be relatively easy to get that gold out. It's one challenge that a lot of companies have, is they can have a fantastic deposit with size and grade, but if you can't actually extract that gold and silver, then you're stuck. And for us, this is a huge green light for us, showing us that there's definitely a path forward for us. And just means there's lots of upside as we continue to move forward.
So positive news, but what is your business model now in the future?
Very good question. And for us, it's about ticking all the boxes that a major producer would be looking for in terms of acquiring a new asset. And that's what we're doing on both our projects in Sonora. So Pilar is the more advanced project that we have. It's seen a lot of drilling completed on it. We've been drilling there for the last 3 years. Now we're doing more of the metallurgical work to show that you can actually take that metal out of the ground, and continuing to tick the boxes, because we are surrounded by major producers. Fresnillo is quite active in the area, Agnico Eagle's there, Osisko. This is a very well endowed part of the world for gold and silver, and we very much want to be part of that community, but we want to stand out in terms of something new and interesting that the majors are looking for.
I think there were some rumors that other companies would like to overtake you, maybe. Is there anything planned?
We need to be a little careful on how we talk about that, but there's definitely, we're seeing a lot of interest with what we have. And right now, I think it's important for us to focus on, again, making sure we're ticking all of those boxes so that we maximize the value for the assets and for our shareholders. So we'll see how things develop, but we're in an excellent position with what we have right now.
I think results are good on the one hand. On the other hand, maybe you can never really say how much gold or silver is in the ground, or could you really say at least like these kind of number we could expect?
For sure. You know, our expectation is to build something up towards 500,000 ounces and then beyond. And for our Picacho project, really our target there is multi-million ounce. That's what we're looking for in that part of Sonora. But definitely at Pilar, we have never put out a resource estimate as of yet. And it's because we keep finding more. We keep stepping out and hitting new mineralization. So we want to continue to do that until we hit a point where we feel that we're comfortable with the overall size of the deposit, and then put out that maiden resource estimate so we can show the public that this is the number that we have. Yeah.
To continue, do you need more investors now, or could you finance everything by yourself?
Definitely, you know, for what we do, we're constantly looking for new investment. We're very fortunate in that we have a family institution out of the U.S. that has been extremely supportive for us and allows us to move both of our projects forward for the next year and beyond. But definitely, as we continue to advance Pilar towards permitting, towards that initial development stage, we'll be looking to do a larger financing to accomplish that. But right now we're comfortable, which is a nice position to be in. It means we can minimize dilution and continue to advance the projects and add value for our shareholders.
And you also already mentioned you're listed, so you are already on the stock market. What can investors maybe expect? Is there a lot of potential?
We think there is. And if you look at comparables in our region that have gone along a similar path as us, they're trading at about 6 times the value that we're at right now. And we feel that, especially in a strong gold market, that we can capture that value as we move both of these projects forward. And so we see significant upside potential. And in the past, we've shown that we can perform and deliver on results, and that is something that we take pride in and will look to continue to do. But the gold market right now looks perfect for us. It's set up very nicely. We have fantastic results. We're a bit more advanced than other exploration companies given where Pilar's at, but there's a lot of upside.
Do you see also some risks, or is everything very positive?
You know, definitely we're always looking at for the risks, right? We want to make sure that we're mitigating those as much as possible for our shareholders. But there's a reason why we selected Sonora to operate in, and that's relative ease for permitting. It's changed over COVID, like a lot of things. But if you look to permit a mine development in Sonora, right now it's taking about a year to get that back. If you looked at other jurisdictions in Canada where I live, that can take the same amount of time just to permit a drill program, just to explore. So there's a lot of upside of being in the jurisdiction that we're in, but we don't see a lot of challenges going forward. Of course, there'll always be little hurdles, but that's why we're there to navigate through those. Yeah.
And where could Tokvan Adventures a year from now, and maybe also in 5 years from now?
Yeah, you know, a year from now, I think we will be waiting for our permit back to move Pilar in towards development, which will be a very exciting time. We'll also be completing other drill programs to find more, both at Pilar and our other project, Picacho, which we drilled for the first time last year and hit mineralization, which is fantastic to see. So we'll continue to build off that. And 5 years from now, there's really two paths. We're producing gold and silver, and advancing our other projects as we go, looking for more, adding more resources. Or we've done all those steps, ticked all those boxes, and we've been acquired.
So I see there is it's a long-term investment and long-term possibilities.
For sure, but definitely a lot of upside in the short term as well, I think.
Yep. Brody Sutherland, the CEO of Topvan Adventures, thank you so much for joining us in Berlin today.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate the time. Yeah.
Thank you, and thank you for watching. All the best. See you next time.
Und wenn euch diese Sendung gefallen hat, dann abonniert gerne den Podcast von Inside Wirtschaft und gebt uns ein Like.